Welcome, investigator. Evil is on the rise. Crime is escalating. Our mission is to eliminate the crime by exposing evil, examine why it manifests, and highlight the brave souls that confront it every day. Join us as we work together to bring justice to every victim. Welcome to All Things Crime. Here's your host, Jared Bradley.
Hey, everybody, it's Jared. Welcome to another episode of All Things Crime. Today, we have a special guest for you. I'm telling you, this guy's the man. Give you a little background. First of all, Trevor Houston, thanks for coming on, buddy. And I've got to give you a give everybody a little bit of a background here. So back in the COVID days, everybody remembers those, I'm sure. I don't know about you, Trevor, but I found myself after all the honeydews and everything was over, I was sitting around going, how in the world am I going to reach some of my customers? I got to make sure my day is productive. So I started looking at ways to take advantage of LinkedIn and other platforms that people were on. And so I eventually landed in this video marketing class. And as it turned out, you had taken that class, 6 weeks or a few months before I did. And so you were kind of in the group and in some of the pods that they call them, kind of established. And I'll tell you, the thing that amazed me about that whole time period was the people that, and we had talked about this earlier, you know, when I was down there in the Dallas area. And man, you don't ever really expect to meet people like face to face when you meet them on social media, you know, other than people that you've already met in the past. And then, but you know, I think over time we've kind of developed a pretty good relationship. And you know, there's others obviously like Robbie and you know people that, and I don't know if you saw, but I actually met up with Robbie when I was in London a couple of years ago. So that was the coolest experience, you know, to start meeting these people that I've actually met on, you know, LinkedIn, especially being a professional platform. Anyway, that's kind of how we got connected. And I was always really impressed with you, especially because of what you were doing. And initially I thought you were just the kind of the podcast host of Who You Know. And that's, by the way, we're going to put all these links and everything in the show notes. So everybody, if you get a chance to go visit Trevor's podcast, tell you what, you've had some huge, amazing guests on there. And man, and it's just awesome, awesome stuff. So, but one of the things that really impressed me was as we got to know each other a little bit and I was, you know, interacting with a lot of your stuff on LinkedIn, you shared a little bit about your story. And that blew me away, dude. I don't know if you, how many people actually, you know, tell you really how impressive it is that where you are and who you are. And that, I think that's the most important thing is who you've become compared to who you were. Mm-hmm. And dude, I'm telling you, the hole that you have crawled out of based on what you were digging when you were a teenager, I think is just absolutely amazing. So with that background, I hope that makes sense to everybody. You know, we initially just met online, and then what was it, a month ago that I was down in Dallas that we were able to have lunch together? And man, just, you know, I learned a lot of stuff even then about you. And so number one, I would highly encourage anybody to, as you're developing relationships, especially online relationships with other professionals, whoever, you know, whatever you do, but it's amazing, even though Trevor isn't in the true crime space. By the way, I got his card right here. See that, right? And man, you know, the CEO and founder, Clear Path Wealth Strategies. So the crazy thing is, I didn't even know that's what you did. I thought you were just, all you did was the podcast. I mean, you know, your podcast is so huge that I was like, then I found out you do these, you know, wealth strategies, and I'm like, this dude is just all over the place, man. You're like a one-man wonder.
Well, I appreciate that. Yeah. So, yeah, I think big takeaway there, number one, is relationships online. Right. I've met so many people, you know, in person after years of interacting with them online. And it's amazing. It's like you feel like you can't believe it's the first time you actually met, you know, in person. And you're like, wow, that's so crazy. But yeah, I had a little bit of a wild start to my journey. And so I appreciate you noticing that. I had a pretty crazy childhood and got me in a lot of trouble. And I did. I dug myself a pretty deep hole. And I've had to dig myself out of that hole a few times. And yeah, so I've had to learn how to really operate within some looseness that I created in my life early on. And I'm actually writing a book called Breaking Chains. And, you know, it's basically a story on, you know, what I went through, my background, and then how to overcome that. What are the steps? And because I looked and I was like, you know what? There is a blueprint in my life. And there are steps. There are things that you can do. And I didn't necessarily know that they were there until I really went back and reflected. And I was like, wow, you know what? All these little things, these are the steps that I took. And I think if someone does these 12 simple steps, it's like anybody can transform their life. And it doesn't necessarily mean you have to have been like, you know, in jail and all that kind of stuff like I was. But I think if you're not where you want to be, you can transform your life. You have control. And so there were some steps that I took to help me get there. And that's what the book's about. So I'm real excited about that. And got a lot of things going on right now.
Well, for sure. And you know, just like I said, just your podcast and then what you do full time with your wealth strategies and now you're writing a book. Holy cow, man. And then, you know, I don't know about any of my listeners that are out there, but Trevor runs around with a camp trailer on top of his truck. Just, you know, he is ready to go rock into the outdoors at any time. He's even got a little ladder so he can crawl up into that tent, man. Anybody that's willing to do that, man, yeah, you've got my vote. So that's pretty awesome.
Roof Nest. Okay. Shout out Roof Nest. They're a pretty cool little thing. You know, you put it on top of your truck or your car and it just pops up and it's got a mattress in there. It's got a little ladder. You go up there. It's kind of like being in a treehouse, you know? Yeah. And so the back of my truck's full of camping gear. I'm ready to go at any time. It's awesome.
Yeah. That's the coolest, man. Yeah. It's, I don't know where you go camping, you know, in the Dallas area, but dude, if you ever want some serious mountain camping, you need to come up here to Utah, and I'll take you up into some good spots up there.
Awesome.
Yeah. So, Trevor, I want to get into kind of, and the whole reason I wanted to have you on isn't just to brag about, you know, your podcast stuff. It's like we discussed, you know, earlier, the, you know, where you go and what you do in life is whatever your intent is, that's where you're headed. And I just think that there's so many people that when they get themselves in trouble and they start down the wrong path, they really don't do it on purpose. It just kind of happens that way. And so there's so many people out there that I think have followed kind of the same path you did when you were a teenager. And then, but because they don't really understand, you know, like you said, your 12 steps, and I can't wait to see that book. But also just to, when you try to crawl yourself out of it, it's all about intention and doing things on purpose and, you know, figuring out where you actually are and then setting the goal of where you want to be and then actually getting there. But, you know, it's easier said than done, of course, but you know, maybe to start, why don't you kind of tell people kind of what your life was like as a teenager and how you ended up in the hole you did?
Yeah, absolutely. So growing up, divorce really kind of messed up my family pretty good. It was pretty rough divorce. I was probably around 5 or 6 years old when they split. And like, I remember my mom was disabled and she couldn't work. She got in a car accident, hurt her back pretty good. Couldn't work. And, you know, really kind of dove into like alcohol and drugs and things like that. because she couldn't work. She couldn't, you know, in the divorce, she got the house and stuff like that. And so she couldn't really pay for the mortgage, pay the bills. You know, we were on all the government programs, you know, welfare and food stamps, and she had a disability check and all that kind of stuff. But it still wasn't enough. So next thing you know, we got roommates come in the house. And it's like they got worse and worse and worse over time. And I grew up with all kinds of different backgrounds and different ethnicities and all kinds of different stereotypes, which is also a blessing, because I will tell you that later on in life, I figured out that, you know, it's a blessing because I can communicate with all kinds of different types of people. I can relate to all kinds of different types of people. I see good in people. I see bad in people. Like, I figure out, you know, we're all broken. Just trying to figure it out, just trying to make it through this thing. So I can relate and I can empathize with a lot of different type of people and I can communicate, which is great. And it's a blessing. Just not everybody has that. But I grew up with all these different types of people, all these different stereotypes. And these were the male role models. I mean, and these were drug dealers and Crips. I grew up with a set of Crips. Some of their names were Paco, Flaco, Scarface, Kilo. Just give you an idea of the types of folks I was running around with. And, you know, so I kind of gravitated towards, and when I say every stereotype, we had the thug life, we had the gothic, like all black, you know, fingernail polish, trench coat wearing, you know, we had the heavy metal, like, you know, headbangers. I mean, we had the ravers that were doing all the ecstasy and all that kind of stuff. And anyway, I had every type of stereotype. I gravitated because, you know, me and in my teens, I kind of gravitated towards the thug life. Like, I was like the rap music, you know, thug life, criminal stuff. Like, I was wearing, you know, FUBU and thought I was Eminem, okay, running around. And yeah, so I got in a lot of trouble. I was very angry during that time in my life, very bitter. And I had a problem with authority. Like, you couldn't tell me anything. And I would get angry. And I would, like, clap back at you if you tried to tell me something. Like, nobody could tell me anything. Are you kidding me? Like, I was so angry at that time in my life. And it's the thug life mentality, you know? It's like a survival mechanism. I don't know. But so it got me in a lot of trouble. I got in a lot of fights. I was very physical because I was a big kid. I was 6 foot tall when I was 13 years old. And I was taller than everybody. Big kid. And so, you know, I would get in a lot of fights. And I remember there was this situation. I was in like seventh grade. And there was a kid at school that I didn't care for very much. And, you know, he sat down at our table, me and the other kids, and he sat down at this table. And, you know, I'm picking on him. You know, honestly, I was a bully. I was a little bit of a bully. I'm being real. So I was picking on him. And I went and dumped a tray of like salt, and like after I'd eaten off of it and had like all kinds of, you know, crumbs and stuff on it, I went and dumped it over in his hair. We're all laughing. Ha, 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 ha. Right. And then he starts opening salt packets and like puts it on a tray and like comes and does it back to me. And I was like, oh no, heck no, you did not just do that. Right. Like, I think about the stupid kid stuff, right? But so I then took that tray and I started to hit him with it. Okay. And I'm at school, right? This is like a school fight type stuff, right? Just stupid kids, right? Well, I didn't want to get in trouble. I saw a teacher coming, so I put the tray down and I'm like, we're going to handle this outside of school. Okay. Well, I get on the bus. We ride the same bus. And his stop was like one stop before mine. Riding the bus, everybody's instigating the fight. I'm instigating it. Oh, I'm going to beat you up, all this and that. Okay. Well, we get off on his bus stop, go to his house. He runs home, goes to his house. And I knock on the door like pop, 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 pop. He answers the door. And he answers it up and goes, closes the door, locks it. And I'm like, oh, hell no. Knock on the door again. This time, his little brother and sister answers the door. And I'm like 13 at the time. He's 13. The little brother and sister are probably like, you know, around 8 years old, something like that. Okay. And I'm like, hey, I need to talk to your brother. And they're like, yeah, we don't like him either. Da, 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 da. They were ragging on their brother. You know how kids do, right? They were ragging on their brother. Like, yeah, he's such a da, 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 blah, blah, blah. Like, they let me in along with three other girls that got off the bus with me. So me and these three girls, we go into the house. And I walk in, and when I walked in the house, he walked out with a can of hairspray and maced me in my eyes with hairspray. Which I look back and I'm like, man, he's afraid. He's scared. He's protecting himself. I get it. I just walked in his house. You know what I mean? But he sprayed me and my eyes just went blood red. And I had to like rip my eyelids open because they were like glued shut from the hairspray. I mean, I was just in like, if you ever got a little bit of hairspray in your eyes, man, imagine getting maced with it. Chemicals. It burned, right? So I just went into a rage. I mean, I was already pissed off when I got there. I was already there to, you know, fight him. And I got in a fight with him and you know, he ran into his parents' bedroom. I kicked the door down, right? He locked the door. I kicked it down. I just kept fighting him until he, you know, stopped fighting back. And I left. And honestly, my mindset at that time when I was 13 years old, I was like, I'm King Kong. I was like, man, I, you know. And I remember going home bragging about it to my other friends. And next day I got picked up. I went to school. And they picked me up. The police came in and arrested me. Took me in. Burglary to a habitation. Just breaking and entering with the intent to steal or hurt somebody. You know? And what's interesting about the story is they said that I broke in or I pushed my way in. I was there to fight him for sure. I was there for that purpose. But I didn't break in or push my way in. I was let in and then got maced when I walked in. But regardless of that, I mean, I know I was in the wrong now. I look back and I'm like, of course I was clearly in the wrong. But that got me put in juvenile detention. And I got a felony for that. That was 13 years old. I was a felon at 13. And in and out of court system, in and out of juvenile and got probation and this, that, and the other. And then I violated my probation. And I was faced at that point with 5 years in jail. I was at 16 at that point. They were going to put me in jail until I was 21. And the judge looked at me and he was like, hey, so look, man. We gave you a shot, you blew it, you know, but I'm gonna give you a choice. You can either spend 5 years in jail, or we know your mom's house is not, it's not suitable for you. It's not working. You can move to your father's. So of course I'm like, I'm like, daddy, you know, like, come on, you know.
All of a sudden dad's your best friend, man.
Absolutely. Which, in all transparency, at that point in my life, I didn't want my father. I didn't want discipline. He was always there. I just didn't want him. Because at my mom's, I got to run the show. I got to do whatever I wanted. I was the man of the house, you know? It just wasn't working, though. Obviously, I was getting in trouble. So, yeah, I moved to my father's house. And that was the first, kind of the first step in the 12 steps that I talk about is change your environment. Now, I didn't make that as a choice willingly. Right. I'm super grateful for that. You know what I mean? That like I was forced into that choice. I didn't want my father at that point, but I got a second chance at life. The judge found some leniency and even gave me that as an option. I should have not have even had that as an option. Like he could have clearly and easily just thrown me away. And I think my life would be completely different today. And so I feel for those people out there that don't get that second chance, you know, I was gifted a second chance. And so I got to change my environment. I got to change schools. I got to change the people I was hanging around with, right? I got to change my clothes. I got to change everything, like a complete identity shift. And what a gift. But that's really the first step, if you ask me, is you got to change your environment. I mean, you think about a plant, you know, a seed, where, you know, being planted, you got to have good soil, good nourishment, good light and water. And you got to be, you know, you're a product of our environment. And so if you don't have those, that nourishment, you know, you're not going to be the best version of yourself for sure. And so that's exactly what was going on at my mom's. I was not in the right environment.
Yeah.
And so I had to change that.
So
that was really kind of the first step, but that led up to kind of where we're at today.
Yeah. Thanks for joining us. Your attention today brings us one step closer to exposing and eliminating the evil that brings crime to our communities. Hit subscribe and share this episode. Together, we will bring justice to every victim.